Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is July the 23rd, 2022, and my name is Sarah LaTanya Thomas Patton, and I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Sarah Margaret Evans, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City. The title golden means that Sarah Margaret has met the requirement or the milestone for 50 years of active service within our illustrious organization. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Sarah Margaret, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Where were you born and when?
I was born in Great Bend, Kansas in 1947. On December the 26th, with my twin sister, Mary Burroughs.
Would you share your parents' names?
My father's name is Freddie Florence. My mother's name is Peggy Hawkins Green. And she was from Salina, Kansas. I have three siblings, all girls. I had a spouse who passed away last year, Carl Evans. I have two children, and their names are Carl Evans and Christopher Evans. And I grew up in Kansas City. I moved to Kansas City when I was 5 years old, and my occupation was Director of Human Resources for Government Employees Hospital Association for 25 years, and I worked in HR prior to that with Amoco Oil and with Richard Scarborough Air Force Base.
You had a rich history, work history, Sarah Margaret. Would you tell us what college you attended?
I attended UMKC, the University of Missouri at Kansas City. My major undergrad was psychology. I got my master's in public administration and my PhD in administration, board governance.
That is incredibly impressive. When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and what led you to become an AKA?
I became an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman in 1970, and I had several friends at UMKC that encouraged me to join the sorority. And actually, I knew nothing about Greekdom prior to that, because I have one cousin who is an AKA, but she lived in Great Bend, Kansas, so I really didn't talk to her about it. She went over in Emporia, Kansas, and actually, at the time I came in, it was UMKC, Warrensburg, Emporia, and Baker University.
So Margaret, was that considered a citywide chapter?
Yes, it was a citywide chapter until the late 80s, I believe, and then it became disbanded. And they developed a Warrensburg chapter, an Emporia chapter, and a Kansas City chapter, three separate chapters.
Okay. Very good. What offices, Sarah Margaret, and titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha? And you can share your undergraduate experience as well as your graduate experience, please.
Undergraduate, I do not remember what I was. That's been so long ago. But graduate experience, I started out with the Panhellenic Council as a representative. Then I went to co-chair Sisterhood Committee while I was on the Panhellenic Council. Then I chaired Sisterhood Committee in 79 and 80. I was the Epistolist in 81 and 82, the Antigrammatist in 84 and 85, the Grammatist in 86 and 87, the Second Anti-Basilist in 88 and 89, the Basilist in 1990-91, Tamiokus in 1997. I worked with the Leadership Development as their chairperson in 2002 and 2003. I was the Deb Ball Chairperson in 2002, the dead ball co-chairperson in 2000, the dead ball head consultant in 1998, the dead ball consultant from 96, 94, and 92, dead ball screening and wards committee for 12 years, co-chair decorations for the dead ball in 1979, chairperson of the dead ball career seminar for 6 years, and I still currently serve as dead ball career seminar chairman. Standards chairperson in 2004, 5, and 7. Workshops for Mu Omega chapter, and I did their retreat in 2001 and 2. And I was a parliamentarian for about 5 different terms.
What an impressive Alpha Kappa Alpha history and resume. So, Margaret, I think you probably have done it all. Will you share how AKA has impacted your life?
Yes, I have been so involved in Alpha Kappa Alpha that I think the most biggest impact was when I was in college. I was a full-time student and a full-time worker. And my dad was sick and he was dying and I was his caregiver. And when my dad passed away, my sorrows were really there for me. They were the wind beneath my wings. And when I had to work full-time and go to school full-time, one of my sorrows went to class for me because I had a training, and she went to class and took the notes for me. And that really, they were really my sisters. They really helped me through that difficult time.
Well, that sounds like you had the support that you needed at a very difficult time. How would you say that AKA has influenced your career, or what influence has it had on your career, if any?
It's had quite an influence on my career because in my leadership positions, the networking, and in my career, I served on the National Society for Human Resources Board and met lots of people and met sorors, and I was the spokesperson for SHRM for a long time. I served as the president of the local chapter for SHRM. And I also served on the National Certification Board.
So, Margaret, let's circle back. I know that you shared what you've done on a local level, but I'm aware that you've had some regional as well as international appointments. So would you share those?
Sure, I'd be glad to share that information. On the regional level, I have attended every regional conference except for two now since 1986. I received the Outstanding Graduate SARA Award twice in 1989 and 1995. I received Outstanding Graduate Bachelor's in 1991. I was chairperson of the Midwestern Regional Conference in 1996. I was a regional conference workshop presenter in 2000, 2001, and 2002. I chaired the Heritage Training Facilitator Training. I was a regional conference heritage training facilitator in 2007, 8, and 9. I was the cluster heritage training facilitator in 2007, 8, and 9. And I was a workshop facilitator and recorder during 6 regional conferences. I also served on the international level and felt very fortunate to have served under 5 Supreme Basilei. I worked on the Tellers Committee at the 1990 Boulé under SAR Janet Ballard. I was on the National Vendors Committee under the 24th International President, SAR Eva Evans, from 1994 to 1998. I served on the National Human Resources Committee from 1998 to 2006, 4 years under the 25th International President, SAR Norma White, and 4 years under the 26th International President, SAR Linda White. I was Midwestern Region Committee Chair and Co-Chair for the National Heritage Committee under the International President, SAR Barbara McKenzie, who would have been the 27th Supreme Bachelor. I was a workshop facilitator at 2 leadership conferences and 2 boules. I was an authorized vendor for Alpha Kappa Alpha and have been since 1986, and attended every vendors meeting held at the International Alpha Kappa Alpha headquarters. I also served on the International Strategic Planning Committee and the International Standards Committee.
What a tradition of service, Sarah Margaret. You are to be commended.
Thank
and
you.
And with all of those, I know there has to be a most memorable AKA moment that we'd like you to share.
I have several memorable moments, and as an undergrad with my SARs, they were so supportive of me, and they helped me so much through the illness and death of my father. And I remember when I went to the funeral and I came home, I had a white rose from my undergrad SARs, and that was a big deal because we did not have any money. On the graduate level, it was so much fun to actually interact and share with our past Supreme Basileae on a personal level and to get to know them and to have dinner with them and do activities with them. And it really made me feel good and to have them know me by name. So I can honestly say that all of the past Supremes and all of the living Supremes know me. And that feels good. And I remember Sar Matilia Grays, our international, the oldest living of our international presidents, said to me, she said, "Sar Margaret, I like the way I look in your camera." And
oh,
that made
sweet.
Me feel real good.
That is very, very sweet. Well, with that, Sir Margaret, what have been some of your contributions to community service or volunteer service?
Yes, I work with the Full Employment Council. A lot of my volunteer work included my job. Work with Full Employment Council, the Urban League, helping individuals get mentoring and training for jobs. I work with the United Negro College Fund Scholarship Committee, and along with Mayor Kay Barnes, we hosted a reception in her honor. I had 15 years of service with the City of Kansas City on the Missouri Appeals Board, listening to appeals of individuals who worked for the city and who had lost their positions because they were doing something they should not have done. I was co-chair for the UMKC Block School Advisory Council, and I did that for 10 years.
So, Margaret, with all of the things that you have done, what have been your professional membership activities?
I was the president and local chapter for Society of Human Resource Management, and I was the president of that chapter for 2 years. That was exciting. That was very exciting. I was the first and only African-American female to ever serve in that position, and that still stands today. I was on the National Society for Human Resource Management Board for 5 years, and I was on the National Human Resource Certification Board for 5 years, and I served on the National Diversity Expertise Panel.
Okay, well, wonderful. How would you say that your participation has impacted the lives of others through your service with AKA? So, Margaret, share with us how you have impacted the lives of others through your service with AKA.
I've had many people reach out to me and say, "Sarah Margaret, I just admire you so much, and the dais would not be the same if you're not on it." And that made me feel really good. And they've come to me and said, "I want to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman just like you because you carry poise and elegance, and you represent a true Alpha Kappa Alpha woman." That made me feel good.
Now share what it's meant by the dais. What is that exactly?
The dais is when we have a function, the ladies that sit up in front of everyone and represent the organization in leadership positions. And I was fortunate to sit and represent on what we call the dais because of the positions that I was holding in the sorority.
What do you like most, Sir Margaret, about being an AKA?
The camaraderie and the sisterhood and the feeling of togetherness. I've met so many wonderful people all across the nation and internationally through Alpha Kappa Alpha, because at our leadership conferences, we travel to different places and different countries, actually. And so it's allowed me the opportunity to travel. And I love to travel. At least I used to like to travel, until I got my knees replaced.
Understand, definitely
but
understand.
It's been an excellent opportunity to travel, to get to know SARs, to get to know people just like your sister. And the other thing that I really liked is my roommates. Each year you're on the board for 4 years, you have a roommate assigned to you and you share rooms. And we call each other roomies. And I've had some wonderful, outstanding roomies, so to speak. And they're past regional directors, past national chairmen. And it's been a good feeling in fact, I remember feeling like, ooh-wee, I'm with these people that I always admired and thought I'd wanted to be like. So that was a good feeling. And when you get to know them, you know, first you're like, do I really want to be with this person? And they always turn out to be so nice. And we protect each other, you know. So if something happens or one gets sick or one's not feeling well, we cover for each other, you know, and help each other out. And so that sisterly feeling really came through. And I got a best friend out of the relationship, one of our former regional directors, Nettie B. Fisher, and I were best friends until she passed away. And now I'm real good friends with her daughter. She's staying with me right now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know what, so Margaret, you shared about your local, your regional, and your national appointments and international appointments. What's a great AKA story that you would want to share?
This is a good one. We were traveling, and we went to Hawaii. Nettie and I were together. And I used to wear what we called a curly perm. And Nettie has curly hair. So when we got to Hawaii, we were in Kona. We got off the plane, and I don't know if you know, but in Hawaii, they still have the outside airplanes, and you go in and get off and got to walk to the terminal. So by the time we got in the terminal, Nettie's hair had gone poof. And my hair had gone flat. And we were like, now we're going to be here for a week. What are we going to do with this hair? And that was really funny. So we went to our room and we figured our hair out. And then we said, then we will get with them after that. So that was a funny story. Also, while we were in Hawaii, this friend, this couple that was with me, well, they weren't with me, they were there as well. And Charlie was really funny. They were a Caucasian couple. And so we were going to tour because I had rented a car because to get from the airport to the hotel was going to take us a minute. So we were driving around. It was night. And we went to a volcano, and we watched where the volcano had erupted, and we could see the smoke and everything. So we were getting ready to go back to the hotel, and Charlie noticed that we were on almost empty. And so we were like, oh. So he was like, oh, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. So pretty soon they heard me, I was back there praying.
If all else fails, pray.
Lord, please let this filling station be open so we can get some gas. And sure enough, we got to a gas station just before we ran out. So that was a funny story that I had this year. That was a AKA experience.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great experience.
It was.
You know, with everything that you've done within our organization, what advice would you give to sororers just starting out in AKA?
Learn the organization. Learn what it is. It's not just wearing pink and green or trying to be pretty. It's business. We're here to take care of the business of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And we want you to share in the partaking of that business. We also want you to become committed. Join a committee. Get to know you. The best way I tell a young person to get to know the chapter and members is to join a committee. You get active on a committee, you'll meet those people, and you'll get to know them, and it'll be a good experience for you. And don't give up if one thing fails, because there are going to be days when things are not always good. But go with the sunshine, go with the flow, and God will bless you.
And with that, what would you like sorors to remember about you?
That I am kind, that I try to help each other, that I want people to understand the rules and regulations of Alpha Kappa Alpha. And don't be offended if I share with you that this is what is supposed to be done, because I'm saying it from my personal experience or from having heard it or seen it. And one of the things that I did was investigations, and investigating SARS who have done things that they weren't supposed to do is getting them to see that you don't have to follow the crowd. Just be an individual, be yourself. And as long as you're yourself and you do what you want to do, and as long as it's right, you'll be all right.
Well, that is certainly good advice, and certainly something that we all hope that someone will remember about us. Is there anything else, or Margaret, that you want to share?
Yes. I forgot to share that in my travels with SHRM, I got to go to the Palace of Versailles. I went to a World Congress, and it was so funny because if you go in a palace, you know how you see on the movies, you know, people go into the ballroom and they say, it's so beautiful. So there were only about 8 of us African Americans, and it was 400 or 500 people. And so every time they get to the top of the steps, they go, we said, you know what? We are not going to do that. We're going to be cool. We all got up there and looked in that ballroom and went, ooh. We couldn't help it. I mean, it was just awesome, totally awesome. And I still have to this day a little napkin holder from the Palace of Versailles. It was absolutely beautiful. They gave us a private tour. And that's the other thing I want to say about AKA. All my travels, we worked hard, but we played hard. I mean, you get there and you work, and sometimes I'd get on an early flight, get a flight that left at 5 or 6 in the morning, so I'd have to get up at 3 or 4, and you go to an AKA meeting, you gonna work. And so you'd work until you'd have that evening dinner, and then you work after dinner till about 10 or 11. They expect you to get up the next morning at 7. You work until 9 or 10 that night. And then, but the good thing was, they take you out to dinner and then tell you to go back to work. So that was always fun. But you work hard and you play hard in Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Well, that is very good. Well, thank you, Sar Margaret, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Sar Margaret Evans, dated July the 23rd, 2022, at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri.